Aha, Take On Me here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Out and about today, Friday's Eve, I suppose, is how we'd like to associate our Thursdays from here on in, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's like more of an official Friday to us now. We're on the road. We're
it
on the road again.
It feels very Friday-ish, doesn't it, because we've been let out.
I know, yeah. We'll be disgusted now when we're waking up tomorrow morning and be making the sick.
What? How many days in this week?
Won't be able for it.
Won't be able. How many days in this week? How many days in this month? It's like already the 37th of January.
Well, that's very
true. And it still keeps on going.
Very true. But we are out and about today. We're in Cork. We're live this morning from Peninsula Ireland here in South Mall in Cork. We'll be finding out all about them later on. Basically, it's 24/7 HR, employment law and health and safety support, all that sort of stuff for local businesses. But we'll tell you more about it. We'll get it. We'll actually get it from somebody who knows.
Yeah, someone who can explain it a lot better, much more articulate about the whole situation
than either
than we
of us.
Are. Yeah.
Yeah. On any given day, about any given subject.
Thank God for that, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? Otherwise, if we were getting experts in, we wouldn't know what to talk about.
Anyway, yeah, so PJ's home in his kind of second city, his second home. Yeah.
Here we are, Cork City, right in the centre of the city, really, in the South Mall. Going to be here all day. Well, all day.
To be fair, we've got a cracking view. These are very swanky offices, by the way, right?
Brand new. Brand spanking new. Bananas and pastries laid out and everything, too.
Yeah.
Feels like I'm...
Would you say that's for us, or would you say they get that all the time?
No, I've already...
I'd say they go all the
feels
time.
Feels like I'm a surprise party for me. That's what I'm looking at. I've already just started to judge it as a surprise birthday party for myself, even though it's nowhere near. But thank you much.
They look
thank
great.
You much, Lee.
A great view over South Mall.
Yeah, they're certainly
up from the fourth floor.
Blue lights and all going on in the windows over there.
Yeah. It's great. PB just like one of his dogs, just constantly staring out the window.
Yeah,
anyway, listen.
Looking at Jim waiting for a biscuit.
Yeah, we are out and about. But you can still give us a shout. 087. What's our number again?
087-188-0008.
That's the one, yeah. Any normally I have it written on the window. You see?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, somebody sticks it to the window.
Would somebody please write that on my head for Jim? 087-188-0008. You get us any time this morning. We're here till 10 o'clock, right in the centre of Cork City.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, all the regular bits and pieces on the way as well, but we'll tell you more about them. Got to do the birthdays. Birthdays on the way very shortly as well. I haven't even looked myself, to be honest with you, PJ.
It's going to be a cracker for me, so.
Brian Adams, Mel C, When You're Gone, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday. Friday's Eve, live out and about in Cork City. We're here on South Mall in Cork. We're here in the offices, the brand new offices of Peninsula Ireland. They've been around Cork for a while, brand spanking new offices, but we're going to find out more about that a little bit later on. Are you ready for some birthdays?
Let's do it, yeah. I've had a bad week now. It's been a very bad week's run for me so far. I think I got one since Christmas I've got.
Is that all?
That's it, yeah. Not desperate showing.
Right, I'm not sure how these will fall for you, but we're going to start with Cliff Thorburn.
Oh yeah, snooker man.
Because you do
Dracula.
You're fond of a good moustache.
Oh yeah, I'm fond. But was he not the fella that looked like Dracula?
No, that was Ray Reardon.
Oh, for flipping fart.
That's off the agenda straight away then, isn't it?
So that's the fox shot. This one anyway, yeah.
No,
so
Cliff Thorburn was the Canadian guy. Really slow guy.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah, he used to crawl around the...
That's right.
Mind you, I think he has
like the Dice Man.
Was he the first man to make a televised 147? Was that him?
I've no idea now. You're asking me very specific questions.
I thought you were literally going to turn around there and go, what do you mean 147? Do you not mean 180?
Yeah, 147. Can't even get that score in the dartboard, Jim. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Cliff Thorburn, the Canadian guy.
That's right, yeah. Oh,
now, not the big, huge, like, not the guy that used to drink gallons.
Oh, that was Alex Higgins.
No, that was Bill Werbenick. Remember him?
No, I don't remember him.
Okay, let's just stick with Cliff Thorburn.
He used to drink gallons? Of what?
Gallons. He was allowed, kind of, he had a special doctor's note and everything.
I do remember him. Yeah, he was allowed, yeah, apparently he wouldn't be well if he didn't drink. He had a prescription for pints.
Pretty much,
pints prescription. That's mad.
Yeah.
Right.
You want to find his doctor, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You'd be there going, yeah, listen, for them.
I'll tell you something. I'm not well at all.
Just a few fizzies on the weekend. If you could give me a letter for it.
Right, now, Cliff Thorburn is not necessarily a young man anymore.
Yeah, they're on their 70s now, them lads, aren't they? I'd say he's like 73.
Oh, my God, 72.
Off the post again.
Yeah, you've had a lot by the skinnier team.
Off the post again.
Right, what about this then? Would you remember Sade? Smooth operator.
Oh, that's right. Smooth operator. Is that?
I think that was it, really, wasn't
it? Hard?
I think it was just that. It was just one hit wonder.
Oh, I think so. I remember me friend Mick, he bought the album, the Sade album, and the laughing we had. And it was just because his accent and all. I mean, what's wrong with Sade? There's nothing wrong with Sade.
He was defending his love of shatting.
He's playing great, saying, I know any of you can do that in half decent. And for some reason, he was
what a bizarre retort.
He was mad for Sade, and in the early days, Bross, it was like,
oh my god, just, yeah.
He was one of them lads. In fairness,
he was an outlier.
Wasn't afraid to stick it.
He was an outlier.
Wasn't afraid to stick it. Bottle tops on his shoes and the Sade album under his arm.
Oh my god.
Walking off to work in the council.
I'm not even sure. The weird thing about that is, I'd say other Sade fans would be a bit disappointed that he liked Bross. Don't be mixing those up, for God's sake.
Boy, what's wrong with Bross? Like any of you Sade fans have done that decent. Right, I've got to say.
Basically, it's just that hit. That's all you've got to go on.
Yeah, I 52.
61.
Ah, fart.
Right, what about, now this one is right up your street, right? James May, Captain Slow himself.
Oh, Captain Slow. He was actually my favourite of that guy.
Top Gear, and of course then later, what's the other one, Grand Tour?
Grand Tour, this is right, you see, this is it. Look at me now saying my favourite of that gang as if they're all dead or something, and the truth is they're just on Amazon.
Well,
they're just not on the
televisually, I think you'll find.
I think you might be
that,
right.
That's kind of death.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
It really didn't work. I watched it a few times.
And it just goes to show, no matter what you say about, you know, kind of their talent and how good the mix was.
Yeah.
And you'd imagine if anybody could bring viewers with them, it would be them.
Lads.
But it just goes to show, I'm sorry, if your habit is you flick on BBC or you flick on whatever, then that's your habit, man.
I know, no, you go to Amazon and they're going, what do you mean? You want me to...
Mind you, my experience of Amazon trying to find the football.
Yeah, I know. I know. That was a, both of us did that. Now,
yeah.
Both of us Egypt subscribing to Amazon thinking we'd be able to watch football matches on it. Only for us to find out they don't do that in Ireland.
Yeah.
And given
that went well.
The two of us texting each other going, can you find it? All I can see is Magnum PI and the Grand Tour. I can't. Every time I put in Manchester United, I get Magnum.
Right, so James May then.
Oh, he's in the 60s now, I'd say, is he?
No, he's not, actually. I'm going to help you out like that. I know, because to be honest with you,
he does.
I know. He looks like the eldest of the bunch.
Well, then he's the tail end. I'm 59.
57. 57. Not bad.
Right.
Right, well, I'm struggling here now. Who else can... Oh, here's one for you. I have a sneaky suspicion you might have been a fan of this lady.
Who's it?
Kate Moss.
I
thought I vaguely remember having had a sort of a moment.
Yeah, I
a Kate
was,
Moss moment.
Yeah, I remember we. I remember us having this very argument before.
Yeah, because you thought, she does absolutely nothing for me.
Jim, looks like the crack and all. I'd say we like going out with a Spice Girl.
She looks like the crack.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you mean she's a bit of a party girl?
You know what I mean. I don't know, but you'd imagine a day at the beach or something.
Right,
you know
okay,
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
That's all I'm saying. You have a couple of fizzies after mass, maybe.
Yeah. But just be careful that you wouldn't end up with a Mel C scenario there. Just what I mean. How are you, Kate? Do you want to go for a day at the beach?
What was I actually? I shouldn't be allowed to talk to people.
I was very good though.
Yeah.
Very entertaining for the rest of us.
Oh yeah. Oh well, Kate Moss though. Yeah, she's more or less the same age as myself. I think she's more or less there.
Okay, let me just
maybe
find
she's
this
a
again.
Couple of years
it.
on the far side of it.
Yeah, yeah. I'd come on, this is it. This is your moment. This is your moment to shine.
48.
46. Why didn't you stick with a couple of years off
I
you?
I don't know. You made me nervous. You were looking at me funny, laughing
right.
at me.
I think that's probably all I have for you. The rest are sort of. Nondescript footballers and stuff.
No, give us one of them. I'll give us a chance.
Like what? Like it's all sort of people like Bobby Zamora and Nicholas Bentner and
33, 42.
No one. Either one. One's 39, the other's 32. Belinda Carlisle, Heaven is a Place on Earth, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 22 minutes away from 7 o'clock, live out and about today on this Thursday. We're here in the fabulous new offices of Peninsula Ireland here in South Mall in Cork City. And if you're not familiar with the name, right, fear not, because I'll tell you something. We know somebody who can help you out.
Yeah.
We have an expert on hand. Maura Grasic is Associate Director here at Peninsula Ireland. Maura, thanks a million for chatting to us.
Thank you.
What do you do? What are you all about, Maura?
So Peninsula provide employment law, HR and health and safety advice to employers.
Right.
So basically support them in being compliant and helping them grow their business as well.
Now this is in everything. Is it in all aspects of what they need to know in terms of employee well-being and all that sort of
yes.
stuff, and as well as kind of regulation stuff and
yeah,
all that?
Yeah, so basically employment law, health and safety, the do's and don'ts, making sure that they have the contracts, the documentation in order, and making sure that they know what to do if there's a particular issue with their employees as well.
And So what brings you, you've been in Cork for a long time, but this is a brand new office. So why Southmall, why Cork City Centre?
Yeah, so we've been in Ireland since 1997. We have about 6,500 clients across Ireland, and we've seen quite a big growth over the last couple of years. So we decided we want to expand our operation, and where better to do it than in Cork. So we picked Cork because we've got a number of clients based in Cork and in the bigger Munster area as well. So we want to support it and also bring jobs to the region as well.
Right, so there's Dublin offices and Cork offices then in Ireland.
And in Belfast as well.
And then, of course, you're international as well.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yep.
And what, in terms of size of business, I mean, is it any size of business? Or, I mean, do they tend to be of a kind of a, is it more for a larger corporate environment?
No,
or?
It's particularly targeted towards the small and medium-sized businesses. So we've got clients anything from one employee to 50 employees.
Really?
To the hundreds, yeah.
God, that person with one employee.
He's the greatest employer ever.
In that business,
he's the greatest employer ever. He knows everything.
I suppose in Ireland, the law is the same for whether you've got one employee or whether or not you've got 1,000 employees. So we support them as well because they may not have the knowledge, but we have the HR professionals here to help and support them.
Because it's become a big thing of late, hasn't it? I mean, obviously the whole data protection thing is huge now as well.
Yes.
So there's a lot of stuff that people need to be kind of compliant with that they're probably not that familiar with.
Absolutely, and our consultants are out in the field and they'll go in and they'll support them, and we have our advisors based here in Peninsula in Southmall, who they can just pick up the phone to, as you say, 24/7, and they can give them a call and they can talk them through any issues they have in relation to employees and how they're going to help and support them get through those.
And is it the kind of thing that, like, even if somebody doesn't necessarily feel they have one specific issue, like they're wondering about one specific issue that relates to employment law or whatever,
you just have to be thinking about that one employee we I don't know why he's late this morning.
But I mean, is it the kind of thing that maybe employers should be sort of in advance, they should nearly be sure that they have got the basis covered?
Absolutely, like it's really important.
An issue arises, I mean.
Yeah, so it's really important. So if they have everything in order, then it makes things much easier to sort out. So new legislation came in at the beginning of the year, so they actually only have 5 days to issue a statement of terms, etc. And a lot of employers don't know that. So Peninsula is here to help them draft that documentation and make sure it's specific for their organisations.
Cool. You're keeping everyone out of trouble, basically.
Everybody out of trouble.
Prevention better than cure,
absolutely,
kind of stuff.
And it helps them then grow their business and develop greater business, particularly in Cork.
I assume the website then is the best place to start, is it?
Yeah, so if you go on to www.peninsula-ie.com, they'll find all the information there, or they can give us a call here at the Cork office as well.
Okay. Unusual morning for you here this morning then, with us lot walking around,
Now, should they have radio stations in every time you turn around, there's another radio station rocking up in the place.
Yeah, every day is a fun day in Peninsula.
Yeah.
Maura, listen, appreciate that. Thanks a million for filling us in on what it's all about. So that's where we are this morning. We're live from the brand spanking new offices here of Peninsula Ireland here in Southmall in Cork City. We're here right up until 10 o'clock. Manic Monday from the Bangles, of course, here at Classic Hits. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Live this morning from the new offices of Peninsula Ireland here in Southmall in Cork City. Basically, if you're not familiar with Peninsula, you can check them out on their website. It's probably the easiest thing to do. But if you're an employer, basically, they can help you with just about anything, to be perfectly honest with you. Contracts, handbooks, staff behaviour issues, redundancy, health and safety, you name it, annual leave, holiday pay, all that sort of stuff. Or if there's any sort of legislation that you're not familiar with, any of the new stuff.
So glad they don't have them. We're not involved with them. Staff behaviour issues.
That I know, been, yeah, yeah.
I can't imagine that.
Let's hope Andy Bad News never gets word of it. But anyway, they've offices here in South Mall and Cork. Offices in Dublin, offices in Belfast, but as I say, the website's probably the best place to start. Peninsula-ie.com if you want to check them out and give them a shout.
Yeah, now, well, you see, not all heroes wear capes, I'm always telling you, Jim.
Right.
You're not always on to me. I'm just going to put words in your mouth.
Okay.
Jim McCabe, not all heroes wear capes, is what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
A pet therapy goat went missing from his gaff in New Zealand. So this pet therapy goat was, he was flown in especially because there was a cow called Bunty, right? And Bunty the cow was having a very bad time because her mate had died over the Christmas period.
Yeah, yeah.
So she was on her own in the fields, you know, doing her thing.
Died over the Christmas period?
Well, went missing over the Christmas. Yes, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Mind you, not
wasn't necessarily natural causes.
Well, not many of us would have a steak around that time either. So I don't know.
There's a roast beef, you know.
All I know is Bunty was left alone.
Right.
And this therapy goat was brought in to sort of cheer her up. They did everything they could to cheer up. The town got together, and they got they found an animal doctor essentially. Peaches, the therapy goat, was brought in to see if they could work her magic on Bunty.
Was Peaches known as a therapy goat prior to this? Like,
well, no.
had she a practice
well, no,
where she was going around? She'd been, like, a therapist for a number of animals.
Not necessarily. Peaches was brought in because a man that owned the two cows, and one of them went, missing or died. He just heard, he was Googling, he saw that that goats can be particularly good at cheering up other animals.
Really?
So Peaches was brought in. Well, Jim, Peaches was brought in. All of a sudden, Bunty starts lifting her spirits. The two of them are running around the fields together. They're having the best time of their lives.
Wow.
They're celebrating. And somebody saw Peaches' amazing talents and stole Peaches the goat. So Peaches the goat was taken away, and Bunty the cow went into a fierce depression.
Oh, that's
now
shocking.
Now she'd lost two friends. Amazingly, though.
This is an extraordinary story.
And absolutely
even by
true.
Your standards.
I know, but absolutely true. And amazing that Peaches escaped. Peaches escaped,
didn't know
what she was taken, and was found cheering up another herd of other goats across town.
Wow.
So she escaped.
You just can't keep Peaches down. She has her work to do, and that she's going to do it.
She's like Oprah Winfrey with four legs. She cheered up a whole other herd of goats. Wow. The farmer from that herd says he's never seen them so happy.
That's amazing.
Now reunited with Bunty
cow. It's like one of those.
And the two of them have now got an electric fence surrounding them, so no one can come in and get them
again.
It's
like one of those 70s, 80s kind of shows that you'd see where somebody would just wander town to town doing good deeds, and then you know, it's like, I don't know,
she's
kung
like
fu
the
incredible Hulk, yeah,
the incredible
where they'd wander town to town just, you know, making their mark.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's Peaches the incredible goat, and it's like, don't make me lonely.
Yeah,
you wouldn't like me when I'm lonely.
That's extraordinary.
It's an amazing story.
I tell you, there's a movie in that.
There is a movie in it.
There's a movie in that.
They always focus.
She could be the new Lassie.
They always focus on the wrong animals. Now, as much as I love dogs, of course, but we've seen the dog story a million times. We've seen Babe the Pig. We've never seen anything like a
goat needs it.
Let's be honest. We all look at goats and think, what do they do? You can't eat them properly now, to be honest with you, unless you're really hungry and they only eat the
Yeah, what do goats do?
They eat holes and clothes and whatever else.
Right.
We don't give them nearly enough credit.
Yeah.
Turns out goats are... They're the Dr. Phil of the animal world.
That's incredible. They're therapists.
Four-legged therapists, yeah.
So this therapy animal thing is huge now, isn't it? You can have all sorts.
You can't.
Planes have to let you on with animals now, don't they, if they're therapy animals and all that.
But some people be stretching it now. You get Yahoo got into a
lizard or something.
Snake.
A snake.
Yeah, therapy snake.
So basically, if you wanted to smuggle anything in from anywhere.
A therapy snake, he cheers me up, he makes me happy. You know that if you leave it long enough, he's going to eat the legs off you. You feckin' idiot. Get a goat. Get a goat.
Yeah.
Cop onto yourself.
What are you doing messing around with a snake? Don't you realise?
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't trust a snake therapist.
She can't even trust a cat.
Yeah. Go to sleep. Yeah. Your eyes are closing. Your eyes are closing. Yeah, yeah. Is he asleep yet?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. He looks delicious now, doesn't he?
Yeah, Credit House, weather with you here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Out and about today here in the offices, brand new offices of Peninsula Ireland here in South Mall in Cork City. 087-188-0008, though, if you want to get us on WhatsApp. We've got the WhatsApp here in front of us as well. Although I have to say, I'm struggling to read it. It's particularly small this morning.
Very small, yeah.
For some reason. But anyway, you can still get us. And of course, all the regulars on the way as well. We've got the hit bit still to play. We are going to play that from back at base as well.
We are, aren't we? Yeah. All right, we're
definitely,
doing,
yeah,
we're
yeah.
The phones,
you know the way sometimes when we're out and about, we tend to do it sort of in-house.
Yeah,
but no, this time around, definitely, yeah.
Ah, good stuff. So you can text in for that anytime then. 087-188-0008.
Yeah, if you want to have a bash that.
I'm just delighted with myself. I remember the phone number and now they're reading it. How do you like that?
Good for you, buddy. Good for you. And all the other bits and pieces as well, we will give you a chance to win that Vitabiotics well-range hamper a bit later on. Of course, the breakfast table quiz on the way. But the one I'm looking forward to, and PJ, I'm aware of something that PJ isn't currently, right? And that is, we're going to do this little kind of career thing just after 8 o'clock in honour of being here in Peninsula Ireland. And we've done it separately, right? Now, I know PJ's, in fact, we all know PJ's results, which is interesting.
We do, yeah, we did them first. I kind of regret doing it, to be honest.
I have mine.
Yeah.
Which are, you know.
Just, haven't seen yours
yeah,
yet.
They're basically so-so. That's what I'm going to say to you. They're basically so-so. But Mike's is spectacular.
I can't imagine.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Like, I'll be honest, Mike makes you feel weird at the best of times.
I know,
so
yeah.
I can't wait
this
to
will make you feel
yet.
Even weirder. Even weirder. So we're going to reveal that after 8 o'clock. So as I say, 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout live today as we are from the offices, brand new offices and very swanky too, if I may say, here at Peninsula Ireland, South Mall in Cork City. Ace of Base, all that she wants here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. 087-188-0008, of course, if you are having a go at the hit bit. It's on the way very shortly. But today we are, of course, live. We're out and about. We're here in Cork City. We're here in the offices, the new offices of Peninsula Ireland here in South Mall in Cork City. We were chatting a little bit earlier on to Maura Grassick about what they do here and all that sort of stuff. All of the areas that involve. It's pretty much a one stop shop, really,
for
isn't
everything.
It? When it comes
for all
to kind
kinds
of like.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but we've got actually Karen Hickey with us, who is a field sales manager here at Peninsula, to tell us a little bit more about it. So, to be honest with you, You being here in this office is as unusual as us being here in this office. You're normally out and about, aren't you?
Absolutely. I would probably be one of the first face-to-face meetings a client would have with us. Sometimes they
do all the sort of business development stuff.
Absolutely. Sometimes they phone us if they have an issue. Sometimes they come across us because we do quite a lot of seminars. So there are free events that we run. Really, there's one probably on every week in some area. I do probably one every 3 weeks myself, where business owners can come in and hear what their responsibilities are with regard to employment law, HR, health and safety. And it really, most business owners that we come across, they want to get it right, but they've no idea what they're supposed to be doing with regard to certain elements. So to give them a little bit of hand and tell them that. And if they turn up on the morning to our seminar, we actually go out and meet them at their business then and discuss things individually, which is really important for them.
Right. So half the kind of issue is getting to know what you don't know.
Absolutely, yeah. Nobody wants to get it wrong.
Yeah, I mean, life, all right.
Yeah, but the only person that I know who went into business to be an expert in HR and health and safety is the guy that owns this company.
Right.
Everybody else is obviously concentrating on growing their business and concentrating on whether you're a baker or a hairdresser or an accountant's office. That's what their focus is, not what's my responsibility for employment contracts. What health and safety documentation do I have to do?
A lot of this stuff kind of takes you completely off guard because it's not even on your radar necessarily.
You're the person you come to get it wrong, right? Yeah. Come to you and say, this is what I'm doing, and you go, okay.
This is what I'm doing. We say, okay, so here's where we can improve. We look at little gaps that they have. A lot of people put things in place when they originally start a business. But time moves on and the law moves on and business owners usually, it's difficult to keep on top of everything.
The other thing that I thought that was kind of interesting, we were chatting to Maura earlier on, is the fact that I suppose if you are a small business, I know you guys, as Maura was saying, you know, you handle literally from one employee to whatever.
Absolutely,
but
yeah.
I suppose bigger businesses might have some departments or something to deal with this kind of thing. But smaller businesses, obviously, if they're, you know, small operations, they don't necessarily feel they have the resources to know all of this stuff.
Absolutely. And even opening the office here in Cork helps us come more face-to-face with them, because some people are reluctant to call until there's a problem because they think HR is for a bigger company. Mm. But HR is for anybody who has an employee. And also, you know, you can have HR departments in large businesses, but any manager you have in a small business is your HR manager, because they're human resource managing.
Yeah.
And it's to make sure that they're doing that correctly.
You know, ignorance is no excuse. They need to know the law is the law.
That's it.
But isn't that the problem, though? You get overwhelmed. That is why. You start a business and you're doing well and you think, like, you get into something. You don't really think employees and how you're going to run things.
Yeah, you're literally trying to do what I want to do. It's cash flow and everything is your kind of priority.
It is. And then all of a sudden it gets serious.
Yeah, and a business owner is probably taking on an employee for productivity.
Mm.
But there's the whole other side of it, of where they have to take care of that person and make sure. And obviously the mental health conversation has become really prominent over the last number of years, which is fantastic. And business owners are really interested in making sure that their employees are happy. So we have employee assistance programs, you know, even the Health, Safety and Welfare at Work Act. People think health and safety, they think hard hats, high-vis jackets. That's not really what it's all about.
Right.
That's a certain section of it. But it's about providing a safe place of work for your employees. Make sure they're happy. Make sure that they know who they can go to if they're unhappy, if they have a grievance. And it's about the language as well. You know, there's an awful lot of acronyms and jargon in HR and health and safety. And nobody rings us and says, I have an employment law problem. You know, they're speaking in normal terms. Yeah. And it's the same with an employee. They don't come to you and say, I'd like to lodge a grievance. They're talking to their manager saying, I've a little bit of a problem and I'm not sure who to talk to about it. If you have all that in writing, if you lay out your stall in your contract, in your handbook in the beginning, it's really clear for everybody.
So you can kind of do that. You can take the human stuff and make it fit with the law stuff and the legal jargon and all the stuff that needs to kind of happen.
Yeah, a lot of the headings that would go into the documentation that we provide to business owners are similar. But the details are completely different because you have to match up with your custom and practice. So if you go in somewhere and you have a particular policy in every business, but you're talking to people and you're saying, well, how do you take care of absenteeism if somebody's out sick? It's a different person you have to phone in every business. So the policy isn't identical. And sometimes we go into businesses, especially with the health and safety stuff, and, you know, you can go into hairdressers and look through their health and safety policy. There might be a forklift section in it.
Somebody's going, done a cut and paste
absolutely. And so, like, people try to get it right.
Yeah.
But, if you...
So listen,
bring me out. We'll have a cup of coffee. And we'll look at it and see how
the seminar thing
is to be a forklift driver for anything. Yeah.
What a job that is. Yeah. So the seminar thing, absolutely free. So and I assume when you want to find out where they might be going on, if somebody's thinking, yeah, God, I might drop in and just have a quick look.
Google Peninsula Ireland. The lists are always up there. Right. We share them ourselves. So we're on LinkedIn. We're on Facebook. Individually, all the different reps on the road, but also Peninsula themselves have their own handles and their own contact details.
And the general message then again is, no matter what size business you are, if you just want to check that you're doing everything
Absolutely.
Right and you've got all the bases covered in terms of your obligations and whatever across any of this kind of stuff, go and check it out. Don't wait for the problem to
occur. Don't wait for someone to lodge a grievance.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't wait for that forklift to roll into the hairdresser.
Very Dickensian. Careful, sir, or I shall lodge a grievance.
I tell you something. I've had many a cause to lodge a grievance against you, Mr. Gallagher. But anyway, but listen, Karen, that's brilliant. So the best place to start is that. Just check out before you end up having an issue. Like, check out that you've got all the bases
covered. Out that you've got everything covered. And really, you're laying that foundation from the beginning with a staff member. And as Moira said earlier, you actually only have 5 working days to do that now.
Right.
That's become law since last year. So apart from us advising people to do this all along.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Legal requirement
that's
now,
an
5
Irish
days.
Thing.
Of course they already, Jim. You better hurry up.
Right, Karen, thanks a million for chatting to us. That's absolutely brilliant. And by the way, look, a great place to start for all of that stuff that Karen was talking about, if you want to make sure, as we're saying, that you've got all the bases covered. Peninsula-ie.com is the website to check it all out. Karen, thanks a million.
No problem.
Appreciate
Thank you, guys.
That.
Classic hits. And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hit Bit.
I didn't sing. I bottled it because we were all...
You bottled it?
Yeah, I didn't.
Because it was a bit too intense,
it's
wasn't
it? It's a little bit too intense today. It's a little bit too intense today.
To be fair, I suppose in the environment, it might have seemed a little unusual if a strange lad in the corner
was
still going...
We're in the corner, people are working away, and Jim just pointed at me, and I got the willies. I wasn't able to do it. I got the willies.
Stage fright from the great PJ Gallagher. Oh, my God.
Very much apologise, but we'll be back roaring at you tomorrow morning. 1,040 quid is what it is in the Hit Bit this morning, though. And John is on standby to let you know it sounds like this. There you
Good
go.
Good stuff.
Tell us what that is. We give you 1,050 quid, though, because I'll have a tenner off, Jim.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, Magic Mike is with us, of course, because he's the only one who actually knows what the answer is. So he's here to do his live puns. So I think line one is Ciara O'Brien in Wicklow, PJ, is it?
That's it. How are you, Ciara?
Morning, lads.
How are you?
I'm feeling lucky.
Feeling lucky.
Yeah, yeah. Has it been a good week for you so far already?
Pretty good. We're just saving for a wedding, so this would most certainly help.
Okay, right. Good pressure.
So no pressure, Mike, but you might literally be destroying the most important day in this girl's life.
Yeah, destroy dreams every morning.
Ciara, put it up to him. Let this man shatter your dreams. Go on, what is it? What do you think it is?
Is it Jump Around, House of Pain?
House of Pain.
Oh, what a tune. What a tune.
What would you do if you won this? I suppose you jump up. It's very intense here.
are they even the lyrics? Or was he just saying jump over and over again?
There are not many lyrics to that song. It goes jump, 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 jump up and get down.
I'll tell you something, Ciara. You might not have won, but you did give Mike a speech impediment.
So, fabulous entertainment from our point of view, Ciara.
Oh,
thanks
so it's
that.
Wrong, by the way. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of his puns, so keep going.
No, Ciara, for God's sake.
No. So just say that again, Ciara.
Everything was going well,
Ciara. The entire office of Peninsula can hear
Everything was going well until you said that, Ciara. Right, listen, go and have a good day and best of luck with the wedding and all that.
Thanks a million.
Cheers.
Bye. See you, Ciara. Right, so Colette Walsh is standing by in Cork. How are you, Colette?
Good morning. How are you doing, guys?
Not Great. Too bad at all. How are you, Colette?
I'm good. Just getting ready for the day.
Colette, are you far from us here? We're on South Mall. Where are you?
No, I'm actually here. I'm in the park and ride at the moment, and I'll be heading into the South Mall in a minute.
So you're coming in to collect your money, are you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Brilliant. Oh, for that bit of intimidation from Mike, knowing that you're on
so
the way.
So literally, Colette will be face to face with you, Mike, if this goes wrong.
So Colette, go on, have a stab with it. What do you think?
Is it Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way?
Oh, I love that song.
Oh, what a great song. Doesn't matter if it's a great song or not. Is it right or wrong, lads? And it hasn't been guessed before, so you've gone your own way, to be fair now. But unfortunately, oh, you've gone the wrong way.
Never mind. He's doing it again.
I wish you could see the pleading eyes on him when he looks when he delivers the pawn.
He was gone the wrong way.
Never mind.
Yeah, it was worth the effort. Keep at it. Don't give up on it. Take care of yourself.
Thanks a million. Cheers.
But there you go. Hopefully you'll have a far more confident Damien Farrelly in about 20-5.
Absolutely.
They give you another go at the hip. Oh my God, Mike.
Oh.
Are you all right? Do you need a massage or something after that?
He looks like he needs a hug.
Come over here and give us a hug.
Thank you.
We'll make it all right.
Jim in the morning. 80s classic from Culture Club. Karma Chameleon here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 8:10. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. We're live today. We've been let out and about. We're live from Cork. We're here in the brand new offices of Peninsula Ireland here in South Mall in Cork City. Award-winning 24/7 HR, employment law, health and safety support for local businesses. Been in Munster since the late 90s, 97 or thereabouts, and just moved to these fabulous new offices. So here in Cork, in South Mall, they're in Dublin, they're in Belfast as well. And if you want to check them out online, peninsula-ie.com is the website to check it out. We've been chatting to some of the gang here about what they do. It's everything, really. You name it. Any sort of, as an employer, if you have any sort of queries of any sort relating to any of those issues, contracts, handbooks, staff, behavioural things, redundancy, health and safety, obviously, even things like their holiday pay or annual leave, anything like that at all, the guys here can help you out. And kind of, we've been doing this message of prevention being sort of better than cure, haven't we?
Yeah, we have, yes. They do everything here except for a packed lunch. Yeah, I mean, outside of that,
it's pretty much a one-stop shop, to be fair.
Outside of that, that's it. You can get the whole thing done.
So that website again, peninsula-ie.com, right? And in honour of us kind of being here with Peninsula and their whole sort of relationship with employment and all that sort of stuff, we decided, right, that we would do a little career test for ourselves, yeah, right? So Magic Mike found this website that had this kind of quiz type
it's
thing on
it. It's quite in-depth. It goes on for quite a
mind
while.
Mind you, it's laid out in a very sort of Tom and Nora kind of way. It's pictures and everything.
Yeah, it's all
isn't
pictures
it?
And stuff. Yeah, so people like me can compete in it. So it leaves you a whole lot of people, and it gives you choices and asks you what your education level is, blah, blah, blah. You put all your details into this. It takes quite a while.
Yeah.
Pretty in-depth. And then it tells you what it recommends you should be doing with your life.
Yeah, it would like the careers that it feels you would be best suited for.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Having taken all your details. Like,
now,
yeah.
To be fair, right, I'm going to bring Magic Mike in a second, right, but for the moment, to be fair, right, yours turned out to be pretty cool.
Well,
For once, you came out of this really, really well.
Well, I didn't. The number one, which gives me the least likely one.
Right.
For me to get. The other two. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the jobs. I'm just saying
your ability to do them.
I'm just saying it may say a lot about what I did.
It said your top one was firefighter.
Yeah.
Now that's cool. That's hero stuff.
Well, it's not like being the age I am and the whole lot. I'd be lucky to get that.
What I will say is that it did start to fall relatively quickly.
Rapidly.
Because the second one was weird. I don't know how it had this kind of recommendation for you.
A surgical instrument maker.
Yeah.
Now, outside of having a load of surgeries done to myself, I have no idea how it came up with that.
Yeah, yeah.
But and then,
far and away, our favourite was
number three recommended. Number three. Now, bear in mind, I'm 45 in April. And, you know, I've been, by the way, not too bad for a while. A laundry worker. Washing clothes.
With the best will in the world. And absolute much respect to laundry workers of the world.
Fair play to them and all. Yeah, but you know what I mean? The only laundry workers I know did it when they were in jail. That's what they make you do when you're in prison.
To be honest with you, some would say you've been washing or, you know, airing people's dirty laundry for a long time.
I have, yeah, in fairness, yeah.
Now, mine wasn't really very exciting. Mine turned out to be, what would you say my number one was?
For you? You see, I don't know. I'd say, like, I am a bar manager or something like that.
No.
Like
Why is there guffaws coming from Hogan?
I can see Jim with
Hogan
a big bunch of keys hanging off his belt. And
yeah, okay, yeah, fair
You're
enough.
Right there, folks, please.
See that, carry on. So it was actually interior designer.
Indeed.
It was interior designer.
Really?
Number two, photographer. Don't mind if I do.
Okay.
Don't mind if I do. And number three was artistic coach.
Ah, shush.
I don't know what that...
What does that mean?
I don't know.
An artistic coach?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I literally have no idea what that is now.
Coaching artistically. That'd be
well, I'll tell you something. You
sure, imagine me coaching a football team artistically from the sideline. Yeah, that's a beautiful. I love the images that you're creating on the pitch out there. Yeah,
you know what I'd be shouting at you? You may help me do the washing now. Carry on like that.
Anyway, you may help me do so, the washing. As I say, PJ came out of it pretty well. Laundry worker, yeah. Maybe. I came out of it in, I mean, none of those things sound yeah. like me at all. It's actually, the photographer thing, I used to be kind of into that.
I can imagine, I can see that.
But I tell you, people of Ireland, prepare yourself for this.
No, I haven't heard this.
Right, we're going to go in reverse order. We're going to do a 3-2-1 for Mike here, because he did it, right, just like we did. And his results were, well, I think PJ are going to like these.
They're a little bit odd, right? So number 3 is a furniture cleaner.
Yeah,
which
I don't even know what
it's
that's
already.
About.
We're already on the now, hipster.
It's
right,
hipster,
right.
Isn't
we're
it?
Does that mean restoration or something like that? Because I can deal with that. No, is it literally polishing?
I was just going to say,
I can absolutely see you in like your own little French polishing unit somewhere in Thailand. I can totally see you doing that.
Okay, then the other one is street artist.
Street art.
You know, I don't know. Graffiti. I've always fancied my hand at a bit of graffiti, actually.
Yeah, vandalism.
Vandalism, basically.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cleaning kitchen chairs
so,
and vandalism.
So far he's a hipster vandal, but ladies and gentlemen of Ireland. 91%. PJ, you're going to absolutely love this. The career that this recommended for Magic Mike Hogan is...
Dancer.
Oh my God.
A dancer.
A dancer, yeah.
And did it specify what sort of dancer?
No, it just says... Dancers use movement, gesture and body language to portray a character, yada, yada, yada. This normally involves interpreting the work of a choreographer.
Oh my God.
Dancer.
Although it may sometimes require improvisation. That's what it says,
I can generally see Mike opening a French polishing dance studio that's decorated with street art. Like, I can absolutely see that happen.
He'd open a dance studio, he'd have polished the floors himself. And decorated the walls himself. Yeah. It'd be absolutely, you'd cover all the bases.
You'd be like that old goat. It'd be like dance therapy that we were talking about earlier on. Cheering people up.
Oh my God, dancer. I think that is absolutely spectacular. Can we pop that up on something for people to have a go at themselves?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, can you pop up a video of me dancing? Yeah, dancer. Absolutely. I will do that,
although,
by the way.
Although, to be honest with you, scrap what I said first. Let's go with the video of you dancing. Way more dancer. Entertaining.
My God.
Shania Twain, that don't impress me much here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 20 past 8. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks, out and about today. Of course, live from the offices of Peninsula Ireland here in South Mall in Cork City. Award-winning 24/7 HR employment law, health and safety support for local businesses. You can check them out on peninsula-ie.com. A couple of things in, we've got somebody in recommending that Magic Mike will be our next kind of contribution to Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
It's kind of going to be made for it, Dancing with the Stars.
I'd love to see that, actually, considering we've just found out we're the dancer, the picture taker and the candlestick maker over here.
We're a dancer, a firefighter. I can't believe you came out of this well.
You came out of it way too cool. Because it's a slippery slope for me. What was your one again, the number one?
Interior designer.
Yeah. That's very funny. I'd love to see...
Do you mind if I decorate your fire station?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, listen, we've plenty more still to happen. Of course, on the way this hour, we've got the Breakfast Table Quiz. Everybody wins on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week. There's a prize each day. We've got a fabulous trip, family pass it is, in fact, to Trebolgan on a daily basis. And then we've got the big sort of family prize for the end of the week. And it's still very winnable.
It's still low enough, so 8 is still the score you need to get take the lead. Mm. So 7's the score to beat. 8 will put you right in there. And only one day left, then, of course, for someone to take it
which off. Is pretty cool. And, of course, still as well, we've another hamper to hand out, courtesy of Vitabiotics and their well range. We've got a fabulous hamper to hand out and somebody else to put into the draw for the weekend away at Rhineport Lodge. So that's still to happen too.
Two answers left. We'll help you with that. Don't you worry about that. We'll help you along.
Absolutely. And of course, if you want to give us a shout, feel free at any stage. 087-188-0008. That's the boss, of course, Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark, which is probably the best way to see Mike Hogan do it, to be perfectly honest with you. He's aspiring to be a dancer or
a
whatever.
Pro man,
Dancing in the Dark is probably the best way for that to happen, really.
Super mover, slippy as Mike Hogan.
Anyway, listen, welcome along. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim live today, of course, out and about. We're here in Cork. We're here in Peninsula Ireland, South Mall in Cork City. Award-winning 24/7 HR employment law, health and safety support, all that sort of stuff. And you can check them out on the website, peninsula-ie.com. Also, by the way, can I just give you a quick shout-out of thanks thanks to the gang at the Ambassador Hotel
who looked after us last night.
They put us up and fed us and all that sort of stuff.
Very good.
So much appreciated. So thanks to all the gang up there. Always a good spot for looking after us.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, really appreciate it.
By the way, sorry, but can I just mention that in my bathroom, right, just in case, there was only one temperature of water.
Oh, you were saying?
It was scalding.
Scalding, yeah.
Couldn't get the cold to work.
Yeah.
It was scalding hot. I suppose hot's better than cold. You know what I mean? Better to have only hot.
I don't know. Like, you know me, I'm so scabby. I haven't heated up the water in my own house for years. So I'm all right with the cold. I won't do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not paying for hot water. You're joking? In my own house?
But the shower was perfect. That's the good news. The shower was perfect.
Ah, good stuff. Yeah. Did you do a wee in the shower this morning?
I certainly beg your pardon.
It's a personal question, but I have to ask. I have a reason for asking you.
Did you do a sneaky one? No, I certainly did not. There was a perfectly good utensil for doing that sort of thing very close by.
I bet you did, you dirty fairy. There's a new study has been done and that apparently an awful lot more men, a lot more people, not just men, go for a wee in the shower. I'm kind of shocked at the numbers of it. The results reveal that while most people won't openly admit it, right?
Yeah.
Ask privately, 68% of men apparently do a slash in the shower, given a half a chance, and 56% of women do it.
Yeah.
I think that's disgusting, and it gets worse.
Are they not claiming kind of climate thing? You know,
no.
Is it not sort of like, no. You know, because let's... How much do you use... You know, flushing the loo, PJ, you know, I mean, I'm just saying.
I don't care. Do you know what I mean? There's certain times I kind of look at the environment and go, you have it coming. It's the same as that. When it comes to being disgusting, I'm all for it. And also, there's other horrible results in it that people not only do it in their home shower, but they do it in work as well. They do it in work. So, and a lot of people, 32%.
Who gets showers in work?
Huh? Loads of people, your mate cyclists, a lot of people cycle into work and they have a shower when they get there.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it would be a thing.
They wee on themselves and everything.
You're outrageous. They're just picking on cyclists.
They do. There's always a smell of something off them.
And then you get the people that... not outrageous, isn't it? Outrageous. They absolutely hit this daily attack on lycra clad middle-aged men.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Smelling of wee. And what about... Hang a second. Now, you said people and all you've given me is men so far.
No, I didn't. I said 56% of women too.
Oh, my God.
Apparently.
I am genuinely surprised by that now.
Definitely this is you. 47% this is definitely you. Will admit to blowing their noses in the shower. That's you and spitting. You'll be blasting out snot rockets and everything. You dirty fecker.
What's this attack on me? What did I do?
I just say, because you're sick at the moment and every time that we're finished doing a link, you see the hanky coming out of the pocket. Real night.
I'm struggling, right?
He's doing all that. He's blowing his hepatitis or whatever it is he has all over.
That's not even a thing. Oh my God. You are unreal.
So what is it? Oh yeah, you can't get that. Whatever it is that you have, you're blowing it all over the place. I'd say the last one now, you're in there, aren't you? With your 32%.
PJ would have you quarantined and all sorts.
I'd say when Jim goes for a shower, it's like multimedia. In there, I imagine.
This is absolutely shocking, and I want to say I resemble that remark completely.
But I think it's disgusting. People in the gym and everything they say, it's pretty horrible. The majority of participants say.
Is there anybody coming out? Any scientist-y type coming out saying, "Here, down with this sort of thing," or whatever?
No, not
saying
really.
It does you any harm?
It's just revealing the habits more than anything else. But I'm also shocked. It says that.
Hang a second. I mean, you're from a generation where people weed in their shoes just to make them fit and all that. And
yeah.
I never did that.
I remember people saying that.
And I would never allow.
I remember people saying
if a shoe was tight or something.
Teacher and all would say to you, have you tried having a slash on it? What are you actually talking about? We grew up in different Irelands, man.
Yeah.
Grew up in very different
and there's
Ireland.
You complaining. Actually, I think you doth complain too much. I think you're disguising the fact that you're a sort of a...
I won't say I never
let it
happened.
Let it happen,
I won't
my
say
merchant.
It's never happened.
Do you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? It's definitely happened.
You're right.
I'm not proud of it.
Right.
It's not a I'm not a repeat.
So basically,
you're
part of that people who won't admit to it.
And I've definitely never done it in a gym or in someone else's shower.
That's bad form, to be fair, yeah.
God. And then you have 1% of people who say you don't shower at all, while 5% claim to shower 14 or more times a week. So there's either end of the spectrum. But most people
there's
only
There's a percentage
shower,
of people who don't shower at all.
At all. One,
do you mean like at,
1%,
at all at all?
1%, yeah. You know these people, fellas like Mike, who'd be doing the whole, you know, if you let the body alone, it'll clean itself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mike can, you know.
But what about the smell for the rest of us? That's really not my issue, is it?
That's really your problem, isn't it? You can't put up with the natural smell of a hunky man. It's hardly the hunky man's fault.
Yeah, no, excuse me, I need to go off and do some artistic dance.
Go wash yourself, you funky idiot.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's a breakfast table quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See kes.ie.
Right, the Breakfast Table Quiz today, of course, live out and about. We're here in the offices of Peninsula Ireland, South Mall in Cork City. We're going to actually play with somebody from the office here in just a second. But all this week, of course, you get the chance to win yourself a fabulous 7-night summer break for a family of six to Trebolgan Holiday Village. Great family holiday. You can check it out on trebolgan.com. You'll also get family passes to the brand new Trebolgan High Ropes course as well. That's the overall prize at the end of the week. And then just for playing each day with us, everybody who has a go wins themselves a family day pass to Trebolgan for two adults and three children. So who's going to play, PJ?
Well, it's going to be, I'm going to have to get this right because you're standing right in front of me and I can't handle it. It's going to be Sarah, who's working here in the office. How are you, Sarah?
Very good now, thank you. A bit
Sarah
nervous.
Quirk, yeah? Are you nervous? Yeah. Not a bother on you. And in fairness, you've got like a whole, you've got about 16 players here standing right behind you.
Fantastic, yeah.
All completely ready to cheat.
Yeah, well, we're not quite sure whether they're going to help or just kind of like in her failure.
I think that'll help for sure.
You know what I mean?
Point
a,
laugh.
I don't know. There's a few sinister looking faces out there, if you ask me, Peter.
Sarah was saying as well, you were doing a bit of studying earlier on today.
I was, yeah. A bit of Google. See how that goes.
Googling what exactly? Just general knowledge. General knowledge. What's in there?
Knowledge of the world. Yeah.
Right, so listen, here's the story, right? So first, straight off, you're a winner. So that's a good thing. All right, off the bat, you've got a family day pass, two adults and three kids to Trebolgan. And then if you manage to get, what are we looking to get? Eight?
We need eight. So seven or more, and it's all yours. And then cross your fingers till tomorrow. But you're still a winner.
We've got one more player tomorrow. Right, so we've got 60 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
No, but go anyway. Oh,
fantastic, right. What a start that is. Right, okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
In the show Father Ted, what is the name of the housekeeper?
Mrs. Doyle.
What are the little people called in The Wizard of Oz?
Munchkins.
The Bangles had a hit called Walk Like a What?
Egyptian.
Which youthful wizard is known to go to Hogwarts?
Harry Potter.
Yeah, in which Northern Irish county would you find Lisburn, Larne and Carrickfergus?
Derry?
No, it's Antrim. In which cult film was the single Born Slippy used?
Pass.
Train Spotters. Train Spotting. Precisely. How old was Adrian Mole at the time of his diary published in 1982?
Pass.
13 3/4. Who plays the Hobbit and Frodo Baggins in The Lord of the Rings?
Elijah Wood.
Yeah, which Italian dictator was called Benito?
Mussolini.
Chief Wiggum is in what TV show?
Simpsons.
Apartheid referred to as racial segregation policy of what country?
South Africa.
Who was the lead vocalist of Black Sabbath?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, in which pastime would you use flies, plugs and spinners?
Fishing.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah, we'll give fishing. Not bad at all. Round of applause, people. Oh my God, this is a tough crowd, isn't it? Tough crowd. I mean, and by the way, just the good news is your hearing is very good.
Yeah, yeah. You have absolutely passed that test.
You have no worries about your hearing going forward, I would say. Right.
And Harry the Potter is one Harry of the Potter answers.
That's fantastic. Yeah. He was a man. He used to make lovely vases and everything. It was a totally different story.
I get the feeling it's a pottery company and a lad called Harry that she's dealing with on the phones here.
Right, here we go. This is your score, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Yay! That's actually a really good score.
Yeah,
so, well
especially
done.
This week. Thank you. So you've blasted into the lead. You have
all on, you, the staff, and Harry the Potter have done it.
Yeah,
you've great. Absolutely run away with it.
So now you just have to choose which five others you're taking to the bottom. Anyway, listen, so if 11's not beating, that prize is yours, the big end of week prize, the big family break as well. So well done.
Thank you very much. Well played, Sarah. Sarah Quirk, everybody.
Fantastic. Right, so that's going to be the score to beat then. 11 is what's set for tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow, of course, the usual story.